Are you ready? Your hands are shaking. Are you nervous or are you just cold? Both? No, I don't want you to worry about a thing, okay? You have nothing to be nervous about. My mom loves you already. I've talked her ear off about you nonstop for months, so she knows how crazy I am about you, and that makes her crazy about you too. My dad likes everyone, and then, as for my brother, it doesn't take a lot to get on his good side. All you have to do is, like, compliment his shirt, and he'll be your new best friend. My extended family, on the other hand, no, don't worry, they're not that bad. They're just less warm and fuzzy. But it's nothing to take personally. They're not even warm and fuzzy to me, so it doesn't matter what they think anyway. Let's just shake hands, open presents, eat gingerbread, and be done. Thank you for doing this, for meeting my family tonight. I know that everyone dreads meeting the parents, and the grandparents, and the uncles, and aunts, and cousins. But I don't want you to stress. It's really not that big of a deal, you know? Okay. You look nice. Should I be worried that you got this dressed up for my grandmother? I showed her your picture. She already thinks you're cute. Be warned. I'm ringing the doorbell now. Hi, Grandma. Thank you. The place smells amazing. Hey, can I come in? How is everything? You doing okay? Just making sure. I told you my parents love you. They do. I mean, you're so good at this. Asking my dad about work and everything. Did you see the way his face lit up? Instantly charmed. Hey, don't make everyone like you too much, or else we'll have to do this, like, every holiday. Uh-oh. Do you hear that? My brother just segued into politics. Rookie mistake. If you want to avoid all the chaos that is about to ensue, I strongly suggest we hide in here. What do you mean it'll look suspicious? What do you think they'll suspect? That we're making out in the bathroom? Do you want to? Here, how about I show you around the house? They'll barely notice we're missing. Yeah, just follow my lead. Down the hallway here, past all the creepy vintage dolls. My grandma went through a phase. She collected them off eBay. It's weird, I know, but hey, it's not hurting anyone, so I can't really judge. Okay, here. Alone at last. No, this isn't my grandma's room. It's the guest room. You think I'd take you to my grandma's room to make out? Well, isn't that what we're about to do? eyes. Did I say that already? Well, you look double nice. I think I might be addicted to you. No, not good. Addictions are bad. Addictions are dangerous. Addictions land you in rehab. We probably should have stayed in the bathroom instead of coming to the guest room. Because there are like 10 creepy dolls on the shelf behind you watching us. It's only a matter of time till one of them starts talking. Hey, do you think they have names? Like Annabelle, Chucky. Yeah, I don't want to know either. Oh no, what are you doing? No. Don't look in the photo albums. I don't know why she has them out, but they shouldn't be. They should be boxed away somewhere dark and far away where no one will ever see them. Because there are tons of embarrassing pictures of me in there. I'm just making you want to look in it even more, huh? Okay. There's me taking horseback riding lessons. This one's not so embarrassing, I guess. My grandma's friend had a ranch, so she took me and my brother there sometimes. Yeah, it was fun. Okay, that. See, that is what I was referring to when I said embarrassing. It's not cute. I look like a gremlin. Close the photo album, okay? Close it. Do not go touching anything else in this room, okay? That's an order. With a few exceptions. What if we go for a walk outside? It's cold, but it's also beautiful. It's a winter wonderland out there. And this neighborhood has tons of Christmas lights. When we got here, it was still light outside, so you didn't see them. But now that it's dark, you'll love it, I promise. Let's go. There's a back door right over here. Oh, that's cold. Really, really cold. Way colder than I expected. We forgot to grab our coats. But our coats were in the other room, so we would have had to walk past the dining table and risk getting dragged into one of my brother's and uncle's political debates. I'd much rather freeze to death. It's pretty though, isn't it? Wow. I know. My grandma's neighbors really go all out, don't they? Oh, look at that. They've got an inflatable Santa Claus on the roof and everything. And the sleigh. Wow, and reindeer. And little inflatable presents. It never ends. The lights are beautiful. You know, I love how these houses aren't just lit up on the outside. They're lit up on the inside too, because everyone's home. You see that family opening presents? They're so cute. Aww. I feel a little bit like a stalker watching them through their windows like this. Let's keep moving. Oh my gosh, whoa, look at that house right there. Look at that, it's lit up in like every color imaginable. That must have taken forever to decorate. Yeah, it was definitely worth it though. I feel like we just walked onto the set of a Hallmark movie. Except, of course, if we were in a Hallmark movie, the power would go out. And then as we're having a deep, meaningful conversation in the dark about your life as a firefighter and my life as a big city businesswoman, our eyes would lock, and then we'd both lean in, and just as our lips are about to meet, the power would come back on, and the whole neighborhood would light up, and I finally would remember the true meaning of Christmas. There'd also be a cute dog thrown somewhere in there. I can't even feel my lips. That's how cold I am. So, do you want to build a snowman or something? I don't know. I don't want to go back inside. Yeah, it's not so bad in there. I just so much rather be alone with you. I can't kiss you in front of them. My little cousin will point and gag. You definitely can't kiss me like that in front of them. So, are you ready to open presents soon? I'm so excited. I may have slipped a few things for you under the tree when you weren't looking. You were distracted because my grandma was telling you about her fruitcake recipe, so I saw the opportunity, I took it. I know we planned on doing our own little Christmas tomorrow, just the two of us, but I thought it would be fun if I gave you a few presents to open tonight. Wait, what? You snuck some gifts for me under the tree too? But you didn't have to do that. I already have a few gifts from my family to open tonight. You're so sweet. Aw, thank you. How did I get so lucky? So, what'd you get me? You're not gonna tell me? I'm gonna have to wait. So that's why people always wrap the gifts before sticking them under the tree. It's supposed to be a surprise. I get it now. Wow, we've been walking for a while. Look at all the footprints behind us. Shoot, now they can totally hunt us down. We need to erase our tracks before they find us. We should probably head back anyway. I'm sure the political debate is over by now. Are you hungry for dessert? Me too. It's a good thing we did all this walking, because I think I just burned off all the calories I had for dinner. I'm actually hungry again. Ready to turn back? Okay. What? I'm just trying to get warm, okay? That's why I'm hugging you. Not because I like you or anything. Don't get any ideas. This is my favorite thing about Christmas. The little moments in between all the chaos. Where the world goes quiet and it's just the smell of snow in your lungs. And a really specific type of peacefulness that only comes around this time of year. And you're with that one special someone. And you realize that even if you were to freeze to death out here, it wouldn't really matter because at least you died walking next to your favorite person in the world. I think I'm finally starting to understand the true meaning of Christmas. Let's try not to freeze to death, though. Okay.